How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with him, Tom Allen.
And Susie.
I was just shaking it up, Tom. How did you feel about that?
I liked it. It was kind of a bit like the two Ronnies used to do that. It's good night from me, and it's good night from him. Good night. I think they did it that way.
Do you think of us as the two Ronnies?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Without the glasses.
Which one am I?
Barker, definitely Barker.
I thought so too. Thank you for saying that.
I was obsessed with Ronnie Corbett as a child. Not when Ronnie Corbett was a child. When I was a child, I was obsessed with Ronnie Corbett.
Because he's as small as a child.
Yes.
But look at that tiny comedian.
It's just like me. And Mum took me to a Christmas fair in Shirley, or was it Purley? Shirley, where he lived, near Croydon. And he was there, and we saw him getting out of his car, and Mum made me go up to him and ask for his autograph. And he gave
Did he have, like, a big roller?
I think he did, actually,
like
yeah.
Rolls Royce, yeah.
Yeah,
that would be the sort
of
car I'd imagine him. And was he dressed in, like... He always wore really great colours, didn't he? Like blues and greens and yellows.
I think he might have been in one of his golfing outfits, I think. But he was very polite.
Love. Yeah, I bet he was.
If a little taken aback as a small child outside his car.
By the Edwardian child. Yes. Please, sir, can I have your autograph?
Exactly. Exactly. What was I going to say?
Who else did you meet when you were a child?
Nicholas Parsons in the pantomime got called up on stage at the end.
Oh, I bet you loved that.
Absolutely loved it.
I would have loved it.
Did you get called up on stage? Oh, you were probably in it.
I was probably fannying about with the dancing girls, yeah.
Oh.
That's not a euphemism.
That's actually
what my memoir is going to be called.
Fannying about. That would be a good name for your book.
I'll call the next tour it.
Yeah, great.
Now, before we came on air, I was about to say on air, like we're on a radio show. This isn't the radio. No one let us do this on the radio. You were talking about your VIPs, Tom.
Well, as part of my, like, trying to declutter my life at all stages, I realised that on the mail programme on my laptop and indeed phone, you can have like a VIP list. So you just get emails from people you know best who you choose to be on your VIP list. And the reason I do that is not because I'm trying to be exclusive with my friendship groups or to try and tier my...
I think you are.
I think. Family members. No, the reason is I am bombarded with what I would call spam. Do people call it spam?
What are we talking about? Do you need to just have a day of unsubscribing to all of these emails?
Well, maybe, you know, because I'm inundated every morning. It's like, have you seen our new winter look, our new winter coffee tables, our new spring cardigans, our new flowers? Flower companies love a bit of upselling, don't they?
Yeah. Would you like a vase? Do you want a vase with that? Would you like some flowers? Do you want a balloon? What about a card? She'd like some chocolate, wouldn't she?
What about a subscription? Do you want a subscription to flowers? Deliver flowers every week. Come to your letterbox. Well,
she could have flowers once a month from you. Why don't you do that?
Why haven't you done that?
You spend 250 quid.
Oh,
and be a good friend for once in your life.
For once in your stupid life. Yeah, all of that sort of thing. I find that a bit overwhelming when you wake up to like 600 emails.
Yes, that is overwhelming. I've done a lot of unsubscribing.
Maybe I should just do that.
Yeah. I also love the word unsubscribe because it reminds me of my dear friend Jenny Bede, who unsubscribes from people.
She's very measured, isn't she?
She would just sort of say, oh no, I've just totally unsubscribed from them as a thing, as a person, as an entity.
Yeah, I say measured, I don't mean measured, I mean balanced. She's very balanced. She's measured.
Well, that's all that yoga.
Does she do a lot?
That's all that yoga. Oh. She has done in the past, sure.
And she's got a lovely
dog.
That's
how you stay measured. And she does have a lovely dog, a Bichon. A Bichon.
Oh, yeah, but that is true. The having a dog, doing yoga. Look at Yoga with Adrienne. That's what she does. She seems very happy.
Has she got a dog?
Yeah, called Benji.
Has Adrienne got a dog?
Yeah, called Benji. Oh, have I got that? Oh, is there a delay? Emma, is there a delay on the line?
There's a slight delay on you.
Oh, God.
But I didn't know if that was just your energy this morning. See, that's why we need a producer these days, because we don't know how to do anything.
Do I need to change my broadband? Oh, that's another conversation.
That's another podcast, isn't it? Just telling him to change his broadband. That's a 12-episode series.
But that's a great idea, to unsubscribe to people who don't bring you joy, who don't spark joy.
Oh, sparking joy. Mm. I love sparking joy. I love talking about sparking joy.
Thank you, Marie Kondo.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Marie. Don't want to say her name wrong.
Oh, she'll be annoyed.
I think it's Marie.
She
listens to this. She's such a fan. Do you think anyone's listening to this right now and thinking, I'm going to have to unsubscribe from this podcast?
Look, if that's their attitude, then they can lump it. Frankly. Yeah, sure. Unsubscribing. That's what I want, to be a bit more like that. A bit like, if you don't like it, stick it.
But then at the same time, I'm like, yeah, you stick it. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't offend you, did I? I'm so sorry for saying that.
I didn't mean any harm.
I'm just very tired. I'm very tired at the moment.
And it has been a bit grey, hasn't it, Suze? January can be a bit grey.
It has, yeah. Can be a bit grey, a bit rainy.
Oh, yes. But as we were saying last week, there will be growth in the spring. I'm seeing shoots all over the place.
Well, I'm delighted for you.
Eat shoots.
I'm so pleased. I'm going to have to do my, bloody, I was going to call them baskets. Is that what they're called? Baskets on the balcon?
Yeah, you've got lovely baskets and pots and things, haven't you?
Thank you. Enough talking about my pots. So childish, so silly, so fun.
I've got given at Christmas, people have sent in cards, sent me seed bombs. What do you think about that? Have you heard of them?
I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is, Tom.
Well, it's like a little...
I don't know. Is it when you rip up a card and you actually bury the card?
Mm.
It turns into a tree or something. Am I making this up?
I've never buried a card. It's like a little sachet that we got in the
crackers. Is that the feminine of sachet?
Yes, sachet. And you've got loads of seeds in a little envelope. And I think you're supposed to just throw them, like the children
at
did
people.
At people in the street. No, in just on a patch of earth, and then wildflowers come up in a magical way.
I love that. Love the idea of that.
Like the children had in the secret garden, and they just threw the seeds everywhere, and then the following summer the garden was full of flowers. That's what I wanted to do.
Fine, I'll come round your house and I'll chuck some seeds.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? I've got beds at the side of my garden with quite big bushes in. Thank you. Come on, grow up. And my hydrangeas are really quite something.
It's fair to say.
They are quite the spectacular spectacle. But I really want to have a couple of beds, maybe one with wildflowers, one with veg. That's what I'd like.
Are you going to get into veg, Tom?
I'm going to get into veg, yeah.
I'm excited in that
not,
for you.
Not into veg, but into veg.
No, I would be. That would be very surprising.
Yeah, that would be a very strange turn.
For everyone.
Yeah, for everyone. But vegetables, yeah, I'm thinking of growing some vegetables all in a row. What do you think?
I think that's a lovely idea.
Mm.
I think that's a great idea. Do it.
Okay.
Do it, and then I'll come round and eat them.
Yes, that would be
fun. Your dad always grew his own veg, didn't he? So you know how to do it?
Yeah, well, I can guess it. I think I need to sort of try and pick up what he remembered to do. But he'd only inherited it from his upbringing. So he things like he would grow potatoes, green beans. They look nice on a bean pole because they have nice, nice orange flowers as they grow. Things like that. But you've got to be careful. You've got to be merciless with those slugs and those animals that come along and eat your leaves.
Yeah, where are you going to chuck them? Mum would always chuck them over the neighbours. You can't do that. Everyone knows each other on your road.
I can't, some mean people kill them, but I don't know if I can kill them. But we do.
What
get
would you do? Put them in, maybe put them in a sandwich box and then take them over to the woods?
Then they'll eat the woods. But yeah, that might be an
idea. Yeah, but Tom, it's not your woods.
That's true.
Well, then what are you supposed to do with them?
What are you supposed to do with slugs? They aren't our friends, but they have a party. Last summer, they were having a party out there. Slugs in the snow.
Were they on the trampoline?
Yes. Like Glastonbury.
One on the hammock with your glasses on.
Yes. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
Holding one of your crystal glasses.
Yes, which smash very easily. So I don't come around your house. Smash glasses.
Don't try and get in your shell.
Yeah. Take your glassware out. Oh, it's a nightmare, I tell you. So I don't. Yeah, maybe I could put them in a. I think the trumpet. They move quite fast. People don't realise they move fast.
Do they?
Yeah.
How fast?
Well, slow but fast. Faster than you think. That's the thing. Do you think it's miles away? It's never going to get.
What about if you started doing slug racing?
Oh, that would be the Instagram dream. Imagine that on a reel. People would love to
do some slug racing. Some people would probably get angry about it.
Do you think it's exploitation? Yeah, animals.
You do a bit of betting, you know, make a bit of money on the side, Tom.
Open a book under the table, yeah. Yeah.
Something to think about, anyway.
That would be a nice project for the new year, wouldn't it? That would be a nice project.
New year, new me, new slugs.
New slug racing empire. Yeah. When the fun stops, stop. That's what I'd say to people.
I'm not laughing about gambling. I'm just laughing that Tom used that reference.
I know.
Just so everyone's aware.
So we all know. Okay, everyone.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Okay.
We're sorry.
Quick question. Have I made the VIP list on your phone and laptop?
Yes, Susie. Don't worry. Don't worry about it at all.
Okay, fine.
It's just quite handy because then you can just check the VIP list for your main emails because people can't get in there without...
I think you just need to... unsubscribe. Or do you like receiving things where you go, would you like this jumper?
But I mean the thing about it is I am a sucker for advertising. I can't lie. Yeah. I do love, you know, social media knows that I'm trying to decorate my house, so it bombards me with beautiful interiors. Yeah. Maybe you want a lamp like this, a rug like that, a cushion cover in this shade, and I don't really.
This wig,
maybe you want to buy this wig this week. Shall I get into wigs or not?
I've always said yes.
I could wear them like hats.
But... Oh, that would be nice. Or on top of a hat.
Oh, no, that's like nice. That's nice. That's nice. People aren't doing that.
Have you ever worn like a Baker Boy cap? Because I think that would suit you.
Is that like a flat cap?
Yes, it's like a flat cap, but I think it's a bit puffier.
I think there might be one around the house. I think there might be one of Dad's. That would be a nice way to use it. But do you think that would suit me? Like, would I look like I was in Peaky Blinders?
No, because as soon as you opened your mouth, everyone would be like, oh, he's not in Peaky Blinders.
Well, I'd keep a razor blade in it, though, like they do on Peaky Blinders.
Well, that's something new.
That's something to do, isn't it?
Your razor blade in their hat.
Isn't that what they do?
That
I don't watch it.
It's very dangerous.
It is dangerous. I'd say I'm joking. It's a very maudlin joke. I shouldn't have made it. I tell you what, though. Does anybody else understand their heating? Did we talk about this before?
I don't know. But are you warm?
No. I'm freezing cold. I put the heating on and then it goes off. I go, can I have a bit of heating, please? And it's like, yeah, you can have a bit. And then it comes on for a bit. And then it goes, now I'm going to make you cold. Why? I don't understand it. Do you understand?
Are you physically going up to the radiator and asking? Because I think that might be the problem.
I just talked to it. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Excuse me. Can I speak to somebody? There must be somebody in there. No, it's on one of those ones. That's one of those thermostats. I don't understand how it works. Have you got, what is your thermostat? Is it made by somebody?
Well, I'm in a block, Tom. It's very warm all the time. It's too hot in the summer and it's just nice in the winter.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I remember living in a flat like that. That was perfect, actually, because I like to be warm.
Oh, yeah, me too. I don't even mind that it's hot in here in the summer, because I hate being cold.
I don't mind when it's hot in the summer. I can sleep when it's boiling hot and I still have a duvet on. I don't mind.
Tom, you can sleep anywhere. Yeah. I'd say that's one of your real skills.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could sleep standing up if you really needed to, couldn't you?
Yeah, probably on a train. I think I used to do that on a train. Yeah. And I could fall asleep on a bench. I could fall asleep in a park. Did that once with my friend. We went out to a nightclub back in the day, Popstars. Did you ever go
discotheque?
To Popstars? Popstars Discotheque, when it was at La Scala in King's Cross. Did you ever go there?
Yes, I did.
Did you? I bet we were there.
God, that's
time.
A blast from the past. Yeah.
It's like a youth club. Do you remember? It was all like red vinyl
yes.
floors. And they played.
And do you remember Ghetto?
That was their friend. That was their sister club, wasn't
that
it?
That was the other one. Yeah, the sister club that was in Soho.
And Trash Palace was like a room
yes,
above.
Yes, loved it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this place is so fun.
And GAY Astoria.
Yeah, that was like more, that was the heavy, it was like GAY Astoria, Heaven, Charing Cross.
Heaven's the only one left.
Owned by GAY, yeah, I don't know. Does Popstar still exist? I don't think it does it?
I don't think so.
It was always fun.
It was great fun.
It was a bit more chilled out. There was a bit more of a mix of ages and a bit more... It was a bit more queer.
A bit friendlier.
Yeah. A bit... I suppose maybe things like Sync for Pink could probably move... sort of do a bit of that. Kind of... like they're very, like, opening... they're very welcoming, I want to say, and open. I don't know about it.
They're very opening.
They're very opening. You know. We went to Ballon's for a cocktail and breakfast at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then went into a park and fell asleep. So terrible.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's fun.
Ballon's, the days of going to Ballon's at like 4, they're long gone for me, I think.
Oh yeah, I can't do that. I can't do it anymore. I like to go to bed. I like to get into bed.
Yeah, well, me too.
Watch the telly.
Get into bed.
Nice.
Do you watch telly in bed?
Yeah. Now I've got my own place.
What,
I can
your
do what I like. No, I've got my own place. I can do what I want. I always wanted a TV on the wall. Like, not one of those ones that comes out of the footboard of the bed. I don't know.
But that's what I was thinking. You should have one that comes out the footboard.
Nah, no, I don't have one of those. That would be fun, though.
Do you have a telly on the wall in your bedroom?
You've been in there. Have you not?
Yeah, I have, but I couldn't remember that.
Yeah, it's very nice, I have to say, having a telly in the room. And I just watch, like...
Yeah.
I like to watch Bob's Burgers as I'm falling asleep.
Yes. Yes, that's the sort of thing that I would do when I'm... when I've got a weekend away of gigs.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just put on, like, Family Guy and slowly fall asleep to it.
Lovely, yeah. Because then you're there. I mean, how many times have I fallen asleep on the sofa? Like an idiot. Watching.
Oh, that's the thing, yeah.
Watching telly.
My mum and dad have such strange sleeping habits, where my dad... goes to bed at like 7:30 with the telly on in the bedroom.
Really?
The telly is so loud. Just constant.
Really?
Can I be a Foley artist?
What's your dad watching? Yeah.
That was a shooting program. You know, where people get shot, sort of cowboys, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Now, he would go to bed. I don't know whether I've mentioned this in the podcast before, but this is going to happen because we've been doing it for 5 years. So dad falls asleep about 7:30 in bed. The telly is unbelievably loud, so loud that in the room downstairs that Alice and I stay in, we can hear it sort of word for word. This does not bother him. Mum will then watch telly and she will then fall asleep on their sofa. Then at around midnight, Mum will wake up and she'll be annoyed that she's missed the end of whatever she's watching. Guaranteed. I didn't watch the end of Vera. I don't know how that film ended. Oh, I thought it was just a 2-part series. I thought it ended on a bit of a weird one. All that sort of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then Mum will go and get into bed. She will then turn the telly off. Turning the telly off will then wake up my dad. They will then sleep, and at about 4 o'clock, because my dad went to bed at 7:30 like a child, about 4 o'clock dad will wake up.
Oh.
He'll then go downstairs into their living room,
yeah,
watch telly Again, unimaginably loud. So loud. And he will watch something like...
What's on, yeah.
Like anything to do with, like, murder, hunting down a villain. This man killed his wife and then went on the lam. You know, women
tranquil,
who kill. That sort of
programs.
Thing. Light stuff for 4 a.m. He had on a documentary about Jeffrey Epstein on Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
I was like, can we lighten this shit up? For God's sake. At least put on Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, yes. Dads love an Ice Road Trucker, don't they? How do they get those logs across Canada?
I mean, it's... Tom.
It's a world.
You and I would not be the people to drive those.
With my nervous driving. No.
You'd have a breakdown. Then... Dad will watch something horrific around 4 o'clock. At 5:30, he'll take in a cup of tea to my mum.
Oh.
With 2 biscuits.
Lovely.
Mum will then be annoyed that she's been woken up at 5:30, but she will drink the tea and have the biscuits, then go back to sleep until about 7. And then about 8 o'clock, Dad will complain that he's already tired. And that has gone on for, I think, about 48 years of marriage.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
And it could all be changed by them just going to bed at 10. Everyone would be happier.
But
why? Why would you do that?
Well, they're obviously following their own circadian rhythms, and that's working for them. I think as well, I love the idea of going to bed at 7:30.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't dislike it.
But I think there is like something in history that people did used to have like 2 sleeps, and they'd have like a time in the middle of the night when they do.
Yes, that's true. When I did QI, Sandy Toksvig told me that.
Oh, did she?
We used to have these, and she knows everything.
I'll say.
The people would sleep, you'd sleep like 6 hours and then get up, because she was saying that she writes in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Because it's quiet.
Yeah.
So she'll do like 6 hours. Wake up, do a few hours of work, and then sleep again for another 6 hours.
Oh, that's nice. I remember doing that at sick form. I'd work into the night because it was quiet. Not that I needed quiet, but just like you sort of feel like it's just you and the essay then.
Less distractions.
You can't easily phone anybody or watch a thing, or you're just there.
Precisely.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, you do what you can.
You do what you can, Tom.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know how we got into that. Well,
no.
Listen, I hope whatever you're doing, you have a good kip tonight.
Oh, make sure you do.
That's what I'm saying, Tom.
Good sleep is so important, don't you think, Suze?
How many hours a night are you getting at the moment?
Well, about 7, and that's not good for me. I really need about 9.
No, you need 8, don't you, love? 8 or 9.
Or 12. Yeah.
Or 12.
I mean, I can sleep for that long, that's the thing. Terrible, isn't it?
Just, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I'm so sleepy. I'm such a dozy church mouse. Is it a church or field mouse, the one who sleeps?
No, but I think it's because you work so hard. It's because you're like 100 miles an hour once you get up.
Well, that's maybe true. But I'm going 100 miles an hour because I'm late, because I've overslept.
That's true, yeah, you are.
It's amazing what
I
can
get. Look, I'm just here trying to help.
I know. Everybody tries to help, but I'm a lost cause, really. It's amazing how quickly I can get ready now in the morning. I got sent as a gift a shampoo and conditioner with a shower gel in it, because I still shampoo and condition my head. Did you know that?
Yes, we've spoken about this before,
and then,
which I find very confusing.
Very
go
confusing.
On.
And then I've got a moisturiser that's also a toner and a serum. So I just slap that on my boat in the morning, and then I'm good to go.
And your head?
I should be using SPF on my head, actually. I forgot. But yeah, I should do that.
Come on, Tom.
Come on, everybody. Stop it now. But yeah.
For goodness sake.
I know I forget sometimes, because I'm indoors a lot. So I forget.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's my advice anyway. Take 2 bottles into the shower. I was thinking about that advert, the Head and Shoulders one. Take 2 bottles into the shower. Was it what is it? No, maybe it wasn't Head and Shoulders. Do you remember the one?
No, it can't be Head and Shoulders, because then you just take 1 into the shower, don't you?
Wasn't that the advert? One of them was like, where I had a shampoo and conditioner in it together. And it was like,
mm-hmm.
Take 2 bottles into the shower. I just take 1. Who takes a bottle into the shower? Who's taking the bottle into the shower? The bottle's in the shower. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, surely. Get a shelf.
Just get yourself a shelf. You can get the suction ones.
One of those suckery things.
Yeah. Although my suckers won't stick.
Well, we've had that before.
Mm, thank you.
Why won't your suckers stick?
Well, they stick for a bit and then they fall off. And I don't want one of those hooky ones that goes over the screen because I think they're a bit ungainly.
Of course you think they're ungainly.
I just think they're inelegant. And sometimes people have those, you know, what are those like flannels called that are like a scrunchy thing? Do people still have those?
Oh, a loofah?
Like a loofah, but a plasticky one.
Yeah, don't like those.
I don't like those. Reminds me of being in like flat chairs back in the day. Like there would be somebody who had one of those like loofery things and it would get on my nerves.
Oh, no, thank you. Not for me.
No, me neither.
Not for me at all.
Yeah. Well, like those loofahs, I don't
know. What do you use in the shower? Just your hands?
Yeah, is that bad? I just suddenly realised. Is that very revealing?
No, I think that's fine.
Is it?
Oh, I use my hands.
Oh, fine.
Oh, but next time I shake your hand, I'm going to think, oh, he's washed all his bits and pieces with that.
I wash my hands at the end.
No, I use my hands to wash everything, and then a flannel for the mush.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The mush being the face, oh. Just in case anyone's. That's not a euphemism.
We
for
all
the bits.
Collectively thought a number of things then, and went, "Oh yeah, I think that actually means face." Does it mean face or mouth? Actually, I thought it meant mouth. The mush.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's something people say in Portsmouth.
No, I've heard it. No, you must be right. Mush and mush.
Well, listen, it's not my bits and bobs. Just so everyone knows, all right?
Bath mats, though.
Someone gets involved.
You don't want another Twitter spat. But the...
Oh, God, no.
No, thanks. But the bath mat. Now, I'm always a stickler for either putting it on the side of the bath or on the radiator to dry off. Do you do that?
No.
You leave it down, sodden.
It's not that sodden. I guess I leave it on the floor. Is that bad?
Well, I don't know what other people
do.
Sorry,
I just got an email.
Oh, hello. Is it a good email or a bad email?
In my VIPs.
Oh, is it? All right. Is it a good email or a bad email?
No, I think it's probably someone's telling me that I need a new hat or something. Oh. Do you want a new hat?
Oh, fine.
Oh, actually, it's not quite excitingly. It's from Harry Hill. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Clang.
That's nice to get an email from him.
Because I emailed him about how much I'm enjoying his book.
Oh, it's really that's good. Fight. Oh, yeah, I bet that's
yes,
a good one.
It's good.
No, he's brilliant.
Mm. Real clanger to end the old poddy recording.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'd love to get an email. Sorry, your bath mat's on the floor. That's all I'll say. You rescued that.
God, I'm going to have to go and pop them both in the washing machine and then tell Alice we've got a new routine, aren't I?
Well, maybe you don't need to, but that's what I do. But then I've noticed...
Is it what your mum does? Because I trust her.
Yeah, mum would pop it on the side of the bath, yeah.
But I don't have a bath, I've just got a shower.
What, have you got a towel rail? There's the lower rungs of the towel rail.
Oh, fine, I'll put it on the lower rungs.
But do you have a toweling one or do you have a fluffy one? Mum has a toweling... No, your mum has just like a towel... I have a fluffy one. There.
I have a fluffy one.
You have a fluffy one, yeah. There. Okay, we've covered the major things here.
We've covered the major things. Do you think people are still listening?
Probably not.
Probably not.
You know, there's podcasts out there where people talk about all sorts of things. I think we do fine. You know?
I think we do absolutely fine. Now, Tom, we do want people to get in touch with us, don't we?
Yes, get in touch.
We want to know because we want to have some engagement. This is the thing. We want to engage with you about things. So, hey, do you have any tips on wildflowers that you could share with us?
We would love to hear that.
For Tom's beds.
Scattering my seed bombs.
Tom's fathering my children. Scattering his seed bombs. He's going to a clinic in Denmark and he's donating. No. What else, Tom? What else?
We want you shouting out to your friends, your like-minded friends, celebrating them. What have they done that needs to be celebrated or what needs to be shouted out? We want to hear about that.
Yes.
We want to hear any problems you're having, sexual problems.
Whether we can solve them.
Yeah.
Did you say sexual problems?
Sexual problems or any kind of problem. We just want to hear
about... DIY.
Yes, if you're doing it yourself, then good for you.
We've all been there.
Come on. let us know. We'd love to be of assistance on that front.
And can you also let us know whether everyone's putting their bath mats on the towel rail? Because I really need to know if I'm doing that right, because I really pride myself on, you know, being really quite house proud. And so if I've fucked that up, then I don't know what I'm going to do, Tom.
We could also do a bit of a poll, you know, like people do on Instagram. That's the sort of thing people do,
yeah,
isn't it? The young people.
Yes, they go, it like, is.
Bath mat on the floor, bath mat on the radiator. And people are like, oh no, I don't even have a bath mat. Oh, I'm so bohemian. Oh, I don't even care. That's what we
get. Yeah, I step straight onto wood.
Well, you're a fool and you get a splinter.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it, Tom? But you know how people love to be contrary.
Don't they just? Don't they just? So do email us. And the email address is, as we know,
hello at likemindedfriendspod.com.
Hello at likemindedfriendspod.com.
.com. There we go, we've got
just
it.
One .com though.
So do get in touch. Tom's off to a ZZ's now.
I am.
Tom, you have to let us know next week what you had.
I will. I'm so excited going for a midweek lunch there. What a treat.
Have fun. Have fun at the ZZ.
I love a thin-based pizza.
And we'll chat to you all next week. Do get in touch. Do look after yourselves. And that's all from us.
That is all bye-bye. From us. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
We can't wait to hear from you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.